Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
What up, what up? It is Alex, the fantasy football hustler, back at you. We got a running back start and sit video. We're going to be talking about every game, every relevant running back. We're going to switch things up a little bit. Let me know what you think. And if it's your first time here, hit that subscribe button. First game is Thursday Night Football. We got Philly taking on Washington. The spread of the game is -3. That's how good Washington's been lately, right? The over-under, 48.5, one of the higher over-unders on the week. So expect a lot of scoring. When it comes to the running backs, of course, we're starting Saquon. Washington has been pretty good, though. They're giving up the 11th fewest points to running backs right now. The EPA being higher than the season points allowed means they've been a better matchup as of recent. But you're starting Saquon either way. Let's shout out Brian Robinson Jr. Tough matchup either way going up against the Eagles. Eagles are giving up the second fewest points to running backs right now. I feel like with the amount of points that are going to be scored in this game, I want to start him. It is going to be more of like a desperation like type of start. I feel like he's more flex worthy than anything. Same with Austin Eckler. I feel like I don't want to start Austin Eckler unless I'm a little bit desperate, and then I would throw him in there as a flex. Just remember, I'm giving my blanket like starts and sits for the masses. If you have specific questions, just make sure you leave them in as a comment and I will do my best to answer. Next game on the slate, we got Chicago taking on the Packers. It's a -5.5 spread for the Packers. The over-under is 40.5. It is going to be ugly. This is one of the lowest over-unders on the week. We shouldn't expect a lot of scoring. I'm starting Swift in this matchup. Packers are giving up the 15th fewest points to running back, just middle of the road. On the other side of things, Chicago has been a little bit of a positive matchup for the running back, so I feel like I'm going to play Josh Jacobs in here, and we're rocking with them. I feel like both guys are at least RB2s this week. Josh Jacobs probably a fringe RB1 this week. Next game on the slate, Lions taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. And look at this spread, -14. The over-under is 47. I wonder if Vegas thinks that Detroit is going to score like most of those points. Monty and Gibbs, great matchups. You're starting them. Jacksonville giving up the 30th fewest points to running backs. It's a super smash matchup. On the other side of things, Detroit has been a really bad matchup. They're giving up the 6th fewest points to running backs right now. And the way that Jacksonville has just looked lately, and there's going to be no Trevor this week, I'm just sitting everybody. I don't want to deal with the headache of the Jacksonville running backs this week. So sit them all. Next game on the slate, we got the Titans taking on the Vikings. The Vikings are a -6 point favorite in this. The over-under is 39.5. Another one of those super low scoring games are expected. Will Tennessee even be able to score? I really don't want to start Tony Pollard. Like, it just depends on your level of desperation, because the Vikings have been amazing at shutting down the running backs. They're giving up the 4th fewest points to running back. So give it up a little bit through the air, but on the ground, they are very solid. Now over to the Minnesota side of things. I would start Aaron Jones as long as he plays. Make sure you guys hit subscribe and you're hanging out with us throughout the week, because we got to monitor his practice reports all week. Cam Akers, if Aaron Jones doesn't play, that would be the guy that I would start in like a dart throw, like flex capacity, but that's about it. For this next game, we're going to South Florida. Miami taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. Miami -7.5 point favorite. That just shows how trash the Raiders are. The over-under is 44. So I expect a decent amount of scoring. I really feel like it goes under here, because Miami's defense has been pretty solid, but not when it comes to defending the run. They're giving up the 22nd fewest points to running backs. But I don't want to start Alexander Mattison. You must be beyond desperate. You either need to be in a super deep league or just like everybody's injured or on bye. I'd pretty much sit Alexander Mattison at all costs. You know the Raiders are going to be partying up when it goes to Miami. Don't forget about that. We always wonder why teams go down to Miami and they look a little bit different. It's because they're partying. Come on. Now, on the flip side of things, the Raiders, even a better matchup for the running back, giving up the 26th. Fewest points, and look at how high their EPA is, 28. That means it's a smash matchup for A-Chain, so you start him. Raheem Mostert, I'm sitting him pretty much at all costs. You have to be pretty desperate to throw him in there as a flex. Next game on the docket, we got the Patriots taking on the Rams. Feel like this is going to be a really ugly game. The Rams, a five-point favorite, over-under. 43.5, middle of the road type of scoring. Here's another one that I feel like hits the under. Patriots have been pretty susceptible to the run, so I don't think I'm going to think twice about starting Kyren. We're just rocking with them. And on the flip side of things, the Rams, a little bit better than middle of the road, giving up 13 fewest points to running backs. Feel like Stevenson's going to finish as an RB2 this week. But I'd throw him out there in a flex if you're in a more shallow league as well. All right, another ugly game. We got the Saints taking on the Cleveland Browns off the bye. New Orleans is a one-point favorite. These teams are both so trash that it's a pick 'em. Cleveland's really good at defending the run. They're giving up the seventh fewest points to running backs. That being said, I'm still starting Kamara, but the amount of buys and the amount of injuries that we have, I doubt you have two or three better running backs than him, so I'm just going to say start him. Let's be realistic about this. If you're in a shallow league, put them on the bench, though. Saints are like the exact opposite. They're 29th in points given up to the running backs. That being said, I still don't want to start Nick Chubb. It's been so bad. Like, we just hope off of the bye that maybe they get their shit together. Why do they never throw it to him, like, at all? Give him 2 to 3 catches a game. See what he can do to it. So I'm leaning on sitting him. But I am also aware that we have a lot of running backs on bye. We got a lot of injured running backs. So he's more of like a dart throw flex to me. Got any Chubb questions? Throw them in the chat. We got two more early games happening here. And just a reminder, make sure you join the community at 420crew.com.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you are sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
I start a bunch of leagues. I give advice. It's a really dope community. You could join for free. If you want to take part in my fantasy consultation services, get on the superstar tier or higher. Want to get the red carpet rolled out for you? Sign up as the all access or the ultimate priority. Next game on the slate, we got
the goddamn Jets
taking on the Colts. Jets are a 4-point favorite. Another one of those middle of the road scoring games. Over unders at 43.5 points. Indy's been a little bit more solid against defending the run over the last couple weeks, giving up the 19th fewest points to running backs. And I feel like I still got to start Breece. Like, I would just love to say sit him because he's been very middle of the road. And we all know that, and it sucks. But who are you going to play over him? You got two or three better running backs than Breece with better matchups. I doubt it, so we're just going to start him, not starting anybody else over there. The Jets, they have been giving up a couple points to the running backs over the last couple weeks. They're not giving up the booty, but enough to where we're not thinking twice about starting JT. So get him out there. The last Sunday early game is the Steelers taking on the Ravens. Ravens a 3-point favorite, 48.5 points. They're expecting a lot of points. This is one of the higher over-unders on the week. Baltimore's been pretty good at defending the run. 9th against the run right now. But I feel like I still got to start Najee. Warren, maybe. I'm a little bit nervous about him, but the amount of volume that he seems to be getting, I feel like compared to some of the random dart throw flexes, I feel like he would be a dart throw flex as well. On the Baltimore side of things, Pittsburgh, they're 11th against the run. Both teams really good at defending the run, but the Steelers have actually been pretty bad at defending the run. If we take out the first 3 weeks of the game, it's just a complete night and day of how much they've been giving up to the running back. That's why you notice the EPA is so much higher than 11. The EPA is 21. That means that they've been giving up a lot more points than expected. So we're starting Derrick Henry with all kinds of confidence. I'm not ready to start Mitchell unless you're super desperate. And I really don't want to start Justice Hill unless you're desperate, but he would be amongst those dart throw, like flex type of candidate. Sunday afternoon games, we got Denver taking on the Falcons, and Denver is a 2.5 point favorite. Over under is 44.5. So I expect a little bit of scoring, but I expect some good defense as well. Atlanta's given up the 10th fewest points to running backs. Everyone who grabbed Audric Estime, I would say sit him unless you are really desperate at running back. And then I would deploy him as a dart throw like type of flex guy, but that's really all he is to me, is a dart throw type of flex guy. Don't let anybody tell you different. Then on the flip side of things, Denver 18th against the run. We're not sitting Bijan no matter what. There's nothing really to say. Tyler Allgeier, I'm leaning on sitting. Got to be desperate if you're going to deploy him as a flex. Two more afternoon games. This one is the 49ers taking on the Seahawks. 49ers, 6.5 point favorite, 48.5 on the over under. So yes, hopefully should be a high scoring game. The one thing that sucks is these divisional games. Sometimes these guys underperform because they know each other so well, but let's hope with this 48.5 point over under that there's just a lot of scoring going on out there. We're playing CMC. Even if you needed to take a week to see what he did, he's good to go, locked and loaded. 49ers are 21st against the run right now. So Ken Walker, we're not thinking twice. We're starting him. Charbonnet, I feel like in a dart throw flex amongst guys like we just mentioned, Estime, guys like that, he'd be in the same category as a fringe dart throw flex guy. I'm going to lean on starting him in this game as a dart throw flex. Last afternoon game is between the Bills and the Chiefs. Man, this is going to be a good game. Pretty much a pick 'em. Bills are a 2.5 point favorite. The over-under is 46. The worst thing about this matchup is that the Chiefs are number one against the run. So we got to make decisions on Cook. I feel like we're starting him even if it's in a flex role. But if you're in a more shallow league, just sit him on the bench. Why go against the grain and go against the numbers when the Chiefs have literally shut everybody down? The thing that's going to save his day is by them getting all the way down there, the team thinking it's going to be Allen running it in, and then Cook runs it in. So he can get a touchdown. It is one of the more high-powered offenses, but it sucks either way, and I'd be super nervous about starting Cook this week. On the other side of things, the Bills, they're 31st against the run. So, yeah, we're starting Hunt. The Chiefs already came out and said that Pacheco, even though he got designated to return from IR, that he is not likely to play this week. So we got at least one more week of Hunt by himself. We've made it all the way to Sunday Night Football. Oh, yeah. And this one was a flex game. I can't remember what game was there first, but it was trash. It got booted out of there. I think it was the Jets and the Colts. Now we got the Chargers and the Bengals. Should be a way better Sunday night game. This one's a pick 'em too. Chargers are a 1.5 point favorite, 46.5 on the over under. So expecting some scoring here. Chargers have been really good at defending the run. They're third against the run right now. But I still got to start Chase Brown. He's just doing too well out there that I got to start him at least as a flex. If you have two better running backs than him, I would consider putting him on the bench, but I feel like he's been so good that he's been at least an RB2. Bengals, also really good against the run. Eighth against the run. But J.K. Dobbins has been so good. I'm locking and loading him. And there's a bunch of people who probably picked up Gus Edwards thinking that he's going to get double-digit touches again, and he might. But it's just not going to be good either way. So don't deploy Gus Edwards. Got to be very, very desperate to do that. Yes, we made it all the way to Monday Night Football. Yes, our favorite time of the week. But we got a really shitty game, though. So this Monday Night Football is probably going to suck. We got the Texans taking on the Cowboys. Texans a 7.5 point favorite, and the Texans have been horrible. So that just shows you how bad the Cowboys are as well. The over-under is 42. How the hell do these teams get 42? Houston's got to be scoring in the 30s for them to get that. I don't see the Cowboys scoring 2 touchdowns. I don't see the Cowboys scoring more than 10. And that's even me being generous. Texans are 5th against the run. So I don't want to play Dowdle or anybody. It sucks. I really don't want to leave it up to chance of that he's just going to randomly fall into the end zone. Texans have been too tough against the run. On the flip side of things, Cowboys have been the exact opposite. They're giving up the booty to the running backs, and it's been happening like that all year. And maybe it's been a little bit less over the last couple weeks, but I don't care. We're starting Joe Mixon, and we're not thinking twice about it. Yes, made it all the way to the end. Let me know what you think of the new format, how I'm just doing running backs in this one video. You'll see another video for wide receivers as well. Go join the community, like I mentioned before, at 420crew.com. I appreciate you guys. Be on the lookout for the start and sit wide receiver video, and be on the lookout for all the live streams coming forward. So hit the notifications, turn them on to all. Do that for me and leave a bell emoji as a comment so I know that you did that. We'll see you for the wide receiver starts and sits. And click one of the videos that's popping up right now.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.